This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 22nd. God's word to you today is God approved. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 14, verse 2, and it says, "You have been set apart as holy to the Lord your God, and he has chosen you from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure." You have to make up your mind that only God's love will define you and that your life will not be defined by defeat. Many things are outside your control. However, there are things that you can control. You need to ask yourself two questions. Who am I listening to? Am I listening to what God has said about me and to what God is saying about me? Or am I listening to what a man has said or is saying about me? The way to ascertain who you're listening to is to check what thoughts play back in your mind when you lie down to sleep. Are they words of affirmation? Do you know that God puts people in our lives to speak words of affirmation into our lives? The words of affirmation can come via a text or during a conversation. If such affirming words are the things playing back in your mind at night, then that is great. In fact, you cannot have bad dreams when God's word is the last thing you think about before you sleep. And it is because God will wrap his hands around you. So check, who are you listening to? The second question you need to ask yourself is, who do you look to? Who do you look to for approval? Some of us have been craving certain members of our family to affirm us, particularly on certain issues. It could be parents, siblings, or cousins, and you just want them to acknowledge that you are successful. So because you just want them to acknowledge that you are somebody in life, you do all sorts of things. Do not kill yourself just because you want to get their affirmation. The truth is, that cousin may never agree that you are somebody. Until they go to their grave, that parent or sibling may never affirm you. Is that what you want to live your life for? It does not make sense. It is good that your father affirms you, but for some of us, the reality is that our fathers will never do it. But guess what? Your heavenly Father approves of you. God affirms you, and God loves you, and that should be enough for you. God wants you to cheer up. Do not look at any human being for approval, not even to your spouse. It is good to get approval from your spouse and from your parents. However, you need to know that some people will never give you that. In fact, they will use it as a tool of manipulation. Walk away from it, from manipulation. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I have been set apart as holy to my God, and that he has chosen me from all the nations of the earth to be his own special treasure. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.